Okay, so this is Mackenzie Lirondelle, and this is number 910. Okay, so you want to tell me the first story here.
It's a boy walk into the store. And he's inside the store and he's looking at the cookie shelf. And he's taken the very bottom cookie box. And he takes it and all the cookies fall down. And the boxes are torn open and there's some cookies on the floor and the store manager is angry at him.
Okay, tell me this story.
There's a dog in the sandbox and Rabbit wants to play with him and the dog made a sandcastle. The rabbit's playing with the dog and the rabbit put some sand in the bucket and is moving it around with the shovel. The rabbit takes the sand in the bucket and puts it on the sandcastle. The rabbit wrecks the sandcastle and when he put all the sand on the sandcastle and the dog looks funny. And now the dog is crying and the rabbit looking like it didn't do nothing.
Okay.
The rabbit and the dog are carrying picnic baskets and they're in the forest. They unpack their picnic baskets and the rabbit has all junk food and the dog has only sandwich out. The rabbit ate all his food and he's all looking silly and the dog's still eating his food. Now the rabbit is getting dizzy and the dog is looking at him and the rabbit is not feeling well. And the dog gets a doctor and is talking to her about the rabbit. And the doctor comes to their picnic blanket to go help the rabbit. And the doctor is putting a thermometer in the rabbit's, gonna put it in a thermometer in the rabbit's mouth, check its temperature. And the rabbit is all well and is walking now and thanking the doctor.
Good. Okay, tell me this story.
There's a dog pulling his wagon and it has a balloon tied to the wagon and the rabbit is coming jogging to the dog. The rabbit looks at the dog's balloon and it's saying, could I have this balloon? And the dog says no. And the rabbit unties it from the wagon and the dog is looking surprised. And he lets go. The rabbit lets go of the balloon and it's flying in the air and they're trying to catch it. The rabbit is looking up into the sky at the balloon and the dog is looking very angry at the rabbit. The rabbit sees a man holding lots and lots of balloons and tells the dog and the dog is still looking angry at him. The rabbit goes to the man with the balloons and asks him for one. the man tells him that the balloons are 5 cents, and the rabbit tells him he has no money, and the dog is trailing behind him. Mm. Then the dog comes and he asked the man if they could have one for free, and he says no. Then they see the doctor, and the rabbit runs to her, and the dog is standing by the man. Mm-hmm. And the rabbit asks the doctor if they could have some money for the balloons, and because he's broke. The doctor goes up to the man and gives him 10 cents for the balloons, and the rabbit and the dog have balloon. And the rabbit and the dog are happy, and they thank the doctor, and they are rubbing their balloons all over the place.
Well done. Tell me this story.
There's a giraffe and an elephant playing by the pool, and the elephant has a ball and is bouncing it by the pool. Mm-hmm. And she throws it into the water, and the giraffe and the elephant look surprised. And the giraffe goes and runs to get in, goes in the water and is swimming to get the ball, and the elephant is scared that he might drown. Mm. And the giraffe gets the ball and gives it to the elephant, and the elephant is happy. The elephant says thank you, and the giraffe says you're welcome. There's an elephant and a giraffe at the pool, and there's a sign and it says no running. And the elephant sees a diving board and goes run towards it. Mm-hmm. And the giraffe is running after her, trying to tell her that the sign says no running, and she slips. And she scrapes her knee, and the giraffe comes walking fast behind her to see what's the matter. And he calls the lifeguard, and the lifeguard comes walking a little bit fast, but not running. And the lifeguard puts a band-aid, and the elephant is crying, and the giraffe is saying, "It's okay, it won't hurt." And the elephant has to sit on the bench for a while, and the lifeguard says she could go in the pool after. Mm-hmm. And the lifeguard shows her the sign that says no running, and she says, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Okay.
There's, an elephant and a giraffe at the swimming pool, and the giraffe has a toy airplane. And the giraffe is playing with the airplane, spinning it around, and the elephant is asking him if she could play with it. The elephant takes it away from the giraffe, and the giraffe is saying, "No, give it back, give it back." And the elephant accidentally drops it in the water, and the giraffe is looking surprised. Then it starts to sink, and the elephant's looking like she never did anything. And the giraffe is getting mad at her, saying, "Why did you take it away?" Then the lifeguard comes, and the giraffe tells him what happened, and he's standing by the pool, seeing how they could get it out. And then the elephant tells him that she accidentally dropped it in the pool, and it's sinking even more. Then the lifeguard tries to get it out, and he's on his hands and knees on the pool and trying to go over to get it. Mm-hmm. Then the lifeguard tells him there's nothing we could do, it's too far out. And the elephant and the giraffe are sad, and the giraffe is crying. Then the elephant's mom comes and has a net and tells the kids that she'll get the airplane out. And she takes the net and tries to scoop it out of the water. And she got it out with the net, and the giraffe thanks her very much. And then the giraffe plays with it, and he says to the elephant, you could only play with it if you could not put it in the water.